Good morning, and welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities, and also quality of life issues right here in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you're listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station, as we always do, for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning are owners of one of our newer businesses in downtown Lancaster, Matt Brady and Judd Beidle from Ale House 1890. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here with a new business downtown and one that is doing very well. Like to share a little bit. Let's talk a little bit for our listeners that might not be familiar with the Ale House. What is that restaurant bringing to downtown that was maybe not been there before or been there for a while? Matt, what do you have to say?
We're bringing a full-service, polished, casual environment that is both restaurant-bar combined. In addition to that, we have a full banquet room servicing up to 100 people and a large outdoor patio.
Wonderful. So that's something that hasn't been seen in Lancaster, at least in recent memory. And that's super. Judd, this is both yours and Matt's first opportunity to own your own business. How's it working out for you right now? I think it's going pretty good.
It was very, very stressful trying to get the place open. And once we got the place open, everything started to move very, very smoothly with a few hiccups along the way. But for the most part, it has gone very, very well.
Wonderful. And we want to talk a little bit about that changeover from being an employee to moving to the other side of the house and becoming an employer. Matt, have you found that was an easy transition?
For me, it wasn't incredibly difficult. Previously I had been a manager of both the restaurant and then of a bar as well. So it is not incredibly different from my day-to-day role previously. Some aspects of it have changed slightly, but in large part, it's not a lot different now.
Okay, and Judd, what have you found if that was a transition for you as well?
I had a much more difficult transition into this than Matt did with his experience. I came off of active duty last July from the Army, and everything is structured, black and white. This is the way we do it. No questions asked. And
wonderful.
Matt's had to teach me how to.
And that's good, bringing some of that experience in. One of the things that is so important for a new business, startup or an expansion, is maybe getting that business plan in place and surrounding yourself with people that have the expertise that you may not have. Did you find that to be the case?
That was definitely the case. Like many things in life, it started with an idea. And from there, the idea was developed. It came time to put pen to paper to make sure that idea could be a feasible idea and to make sure that it made sense in large part for what we were trying to do and accomplish.
Okay.
Through that came the business plan, crunching the numbers, and really looking at the hard black and white to see how it could play out.
Right. And all that homework, that preparation is so vital in moving any business forward, restaurant, manufacturing, it all follows the same pathway, just with obviously different demographics and different numbers. Yes. And
correct.
And that's good to know. And listeners, for those that might not be familiar with our downtown, the business started actually as the Minute Bar, and which was much more small, much more intimate. So for those that we may be reaching to for the first time, let's give maybe some of the particulars of the restaurant, your hours of operation, your location, if you would.
Sure. We're located at 149 West Main Street. We're right in the historic part of downtown Lancaster. Our hours of operation, we are open Monday through Saturday. We serve food from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and then the bar remains open until 1.
Okay. And your website present?
We do. It is alehouse1890.com.
Okay. And that alehouse1890 has some significance. So if you could share that with our listeners. Is there not something with the year or the something about the 1890? And I frankly am not remembering what it is.
The 1890 part and the alehouse as well. When we were trying to be creative, come up with a name, we were trying to incorporate a little bit of the history and the direction that the concept was taking shape to. Alehouse was a common term as people use restaurant, tavern, pub. An alehouse was a common turn of the century term for that type of establishment. And then the 1890, the Minute Bar side where it all started, has history dating back as a saloon to the 1890s.
That's quite interesting. And of course, the community of Lancaster goes back into the early 1800s, if my history teacher serves me in any good stead this morning. Well, let's talk a little bit about an existing business growing, because that always presents challenges. Let's talk about some of the challenges that that you had to allow for as you grew from your small space to the space that you now occupy.
For us, a lot of it, part of that journey along the way, you know, we were bringing two historic buildings together, and that presents its own challenges, as we very quickly found out. The Minute Bar, as I had said, has history dating back to 1890. The other side, the A. Bauman and Son building, which was Heritage Pharmacy most recently, that side dates back to 1854.
I did not know that.
So, you know, there's a lot of history there. We literally removed 45 feet of load-bearing wall between the two to open up the space and create one large span.
Okay. And those challenges, as we talked about earlier, when you get into remodeling and remodeling of older buildings, was before the days of planning and any architectural renderings that still exist. So, Judd, was that more Matt's side of the house, or was that your side, or was this a collaborative effort to work through that construction?
I came into the project much later. Everything had been in place. Matt's vision for the restaurant and bar. I came in just to help him along.
Okay.
The vision and everything was Matt's vision, and it was already progressing towards the finished product.
Okay, and so that what listeners and business owners or those people who are entertaining the idea of opening a business of their own need to be aware of that the value of planning, the value of also recognizing that things don't go as planned. And there you are.
I couldn't agree more. Planning is incredibly significant. It only gets you so far, especially on a historic project like this. Every day for us was a surprise. And every week we encountered surprises. Some surprises we enjoyed. Many of those surprises were extremely costly.
And that's one of the things that anybody needs to be aware of. It's wonderful that we preserve and recognize and appreciate the history that is Fairfield County and downtown Lancaster. So what's happening though now is with the Ale House being open and several other new establishments coming in, it's creating an energy to look toward the downtown to see what else can complement the businesses that are there and continue to make Lancaster a destination, not just a pass-through. Although it's good that you are on Main Street, you do get that new discovery traffic, if you will, for people that are passing through. like to talk a little bit about how you participated in that very successful Destination Downtown Lancaster Progressive Dinner. And did you get to meet any people that were new to your establishment through that event?
We did. You know, that was a great event. For myself, it was the first time doing a progressive dinner. I was somewhat familiar with them from Columbus's restaurant scene. So I had a good basic idea of the concept, but I hadn't participated myself in one. And, you know, for Judd and I, it offered a good opportunity to showcase the banquet room, to showcase our abilities and what we do, and the quality of product someone could expect from us. Mm-hmm. And while the evening was filled with familiar faces, we also had a lot of newcomers that were introduced to the facility, and it was a great opportunity to show it off. Oh. And in large part, in just talking with the community as they passed through, I think people really enjoyed the experience going from restaurant to restaurant and having something of that nature happening in Lancaster.
I think that's it's exciting to have a first-time event be almost totally sold out and people looking for the opportunity to do it again and hope that it's more than an annual event. Mm-hmm. But I know that will be up to Destination Downtown Lancaster planners. Judd, as we finish up this morning, let's talk about the opportunities that that banquet room is going to do for the restaurant and do for the community. What are you able to do, and who are you looking to be your end users there?
Our banquet room is really set up for any type of party you would like to have, whether it's a Christmas party, you know, work appreciation for employees, rehearsal dinner, you know, because of our space, and we have a full service bar up there. We also have warming kitchen. We prep everything downstairs, bring it up to prepare to, depending on what, whether it's just appetizers or it's a full service dinner, or, you know, almost like a social hour.
Okay.
I mean, we can accommodate quite a few different types of parties up there.
Okay, and what is the capacity of that room up there?
Right around 100.
Okay, so listeners, if you've got looking for a venue, a new venue, an additional venue for those banquet type facilities, and you want to definitely reach out to Judd or to Matt, and how small would you go to utilize the banquet room? How small a crowd?
We've done a couple of private parties as low as 10.
Okay, so there is that opportunity. If your own house or apartment doesn't accommodate, you can move there, and that all that planning is probably very individualized,
depending
on the need. What kind of lead time does somebody need to secure the banquet facility?
We have a function this evening that we booked last night.
So okay.
One privilege of being a small independent restaurant is that we as a group, we can move very quickly.
All right. Listeners, the Ale House 1890 downtown for light lunch, dinner, banquet facilities, a way to end an evening. Want to look for it in downtown Lancaster? Judd and Matt, thank you so much for being here with me this morning. And listeners, be sure to tune in again next week, where the advantage we talk about might be yours.